From the Olympics to Eurovision, coronavirus has effectively shut down every competition in the world. Well, for humans at least. The inaugural artificial intelligence song contest is set to save the day and judge Europe's best hits, but with a slight twist, all the songs are composed by a computer. Now, just like Eurovision, Australia was keen to join the party and submitted that song called Beautiful the World. Justin Shave is from the Sydney production studio Uncanny Valley and joins me now. Justin, welcome.
Hello. Thank you, Patricia. Hi.
That song is a collaboration between you, UNSW and RMIT universities. For starters, who came up with the song name? You guys or the computer?
It was definitely the computer. The computer came up with everything. What are you talking about?
So literally everything?
Well, it came up with all the lyrics, all the melodies, and all the now famous koala synth that you hear inside the track.
Tell me more about this koala synth.
Well, it's based on the same way that we'd trained the other neural nets on the lyrics and the music, but in fact, in this sense, we put in sounds of Australian wildlife. In fact, we were first started thinking about this project, which came off the back of another project we're working on with Google's Creative Lab. We fed koalas, I think Tasmanian devils, and kookaburras into an audio neural net, which listened to the sound of all these animals, sort of mashed them all together, and came up with something that we've used in the track.
So creating music with artificial intelligence seems like, yes, you know, pure sci-fi. Is it as simple as clicking a button, or does a computer have to learn to make music the same way humans do?
If only, Patricia. If only it was that easy, but it's not. It's it's definitely not a simple process. We've sort of had to compose the song first using several different components of sort of artificial neural nets to make the lyrics, to make the music. And then we sort of combine them all into a song, which then I won't tell a lie, the humans did have quite a big role in producing the song to make it sound like what it does.
Big role. Do you think people would be able to tell the song was generated by a computer?
Oh, look, if you listen to the way that the lyrics and the sort of, I mean, the lyrics are, some of them are quite bonkers. I mean, let's be honest.
Let's call a spade a spade. You're right. They're absolutely bonkers. Tell people some of the lyrics which are particularly bonkers.
I particularly like, open the door, no, it won't open the door, no, open the door. I mean, that's probably my favourite line.
Yeah, pretty deep, right?
From the song. It's pretty deep. I mean, but you can read a lot into it. I mean, open up your heart, I ain't scared no more. You know, that works for me. Of course, the welcome home, the world is beautiful, the world, all these things were very, spoke to us when we heard the computer first spit them out as being very, quite of the zeitgeist, I guess, you know. flying from this world that has gone apart, the music of the world has arrived, you know, it's all making sense to me in some way.
And not only do you have koalas, there's Tassie devils barking, kookaburras laughing. You've really gone to town here. How did you do that, and why not just stick with, you know, regular instruments?
Well, I think one thing we wanted to do to set us apart from the other entries in this competition, of which there are 13, I believe, was to incorporate audio that was actually generated by a neural net rather than just musical and lyrical information. So that was a kind of big prerequisite of ours, just to stand out a little bit from the crowd and say we've actually used sounds generated by a neural net rather than just musical symbolic information, which is like just melodies, chords, the tools which you write a song with. Yeah.
Now, when most people think of Eurovision, they might think of this classic from 1974. How good is ABBA? Part of your brief was to make your track sound like a Eurovision song. How on earth did you do that?
How good is ABBA?
How good
we
is
definitely
ABBA?
Used ABBA in the in our little data set. We were given a data set of 200 Eurovision songs, which were essentially the top three Eurovision winners from I don't know, how long have you been going for? 70 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Is that long?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And when we fed them into the neural net, which is basically a bit of software that kind of mimics the way the human brain would work creatively by drawing connections between features of things like melodies and chords, it starts to learn the hallmarks of Eurovision songs and sort of outputs melodies in that vibe. And we took the outputs, and we had a colleague at RMIT, which mapped the lyrics that we also put through a neural net of all the Eurovision songs with the melodies that we generated with another one, and then listened to what the computer came up with. And sort of the main one that sort of took our attention was "Welcome Home, Welcome Home." We thought, that is the chorus. That is the chorus. We also seeded it with words that we sounded very Eurovision-like, fire, love, world, passion, dreams. And in fact, we even called up our local Eurovision expert, Julia Zumero, and asked her opinion about some of these seed words. But the spookiest stuff was what it came up with without relation to the seed words. So we kept some of that stuff in as well.
Incredible. So you think you're going to win?
Look, I'm feeling mildly confident. We've got a 1 in 13 chance, I guess we'd say.
Okay, good. 1 in 13 chance. Yeah, look, I'm backing you all the way, especially with the koala sounds. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right, thank you.
Justin Shave is from the Uncanny Valley Production Studio in Sydney. AI songs, almost as good as ABBA, but not quite at this stage, in my view. This is RN Drive.